the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Site Editor. Today's guest is VMware and Windows Server expert Eric Siebert, a 25-year IT veteran and author of VI3 Implementation Administration. Eric will answer some frequently asked questions about vSphere virtual machine migrations. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So how difficult is a virtual machine migration from Microsoft Hyper-V or Citrix Zen Server to VMware vSphere?
Fairly simple, since VMs are encapsulated into a single virtual disk file and also a couple of smaller companion files like the BIOS configuration files. They make for easy portability between systems. You can put one on the flash drive and in your pocket and take it with you. However, since migrating Hyper-V or Zen Server VMs to vSphere is not as simple as copying those files to a vSphere server and powering on the VM from those files, because of the incompatibilities that exist between vSphere VMs and Hyper-V and Zen Server VMs, you must first convert the VMs to a file format that's used by vSphere. Fortunately, there's a number of vSphere virtual machine migration tools that exist to make this process fairly straightforward and easy.
So before performing a virtual machine migration, what incompatibilities should solution providers be aware of?
The biggest incompatibility between a Hyper-V, Zen Server, and vSphere is the virtual disk files that are used by the VMs. Each vendor uses a different proprietary format. Configuration files, which are text files that contain settings and virtual hardware information for the VM, are also proprietary. vSphere uses .vmx files, and the Hyper-V and Zen Server uses .xml files. In addition, there are other files such as the BIOS and snapshots that have proprietary file formats. These different file formats make conversion necessary when going from one hypervisor to another.
So how do these virtual disk files differ among hypervisors?
VMware uses a proprietary virtual machine disk format called a VMDK file that it developed. It's a proprietary format. And Zen Server and Hyper-V use a proprietary virtual hard disk .vhc format. These formats are completely different from each other and cannot be used directly with another hypervisor. When performing a virtual machine migration, there are a number of tools and utilities that will convert those virtual disks from one hypervisor format to another.
And is there some kind of vendor-independent standard for VMs that solution providers can refer to before performing a migration?
Not really. Because each vendor is competing with one another, there's not been a really strong push to have a universal format that can be used by all the hypervisors. There is an open virtualization format called an OVF format that was proposed by all the leading vendors, but this was more of a universal method of packaging and distributing VMs than an actual VM file standard. The OVF format uses .xml files to describe the configuration of a VM and is not specific to virtual disks, which remain proprietary to each specific vendor. Today, the OVF format is mainly used for importing and exporting VMs to any of the hypervisors that support it.
Great. Eric Siebert, VMware and Windows Server expert and author, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.